Hello, it's me back again. Didn't really take a break, just saved the previous file, and here to tell you a little bit about why it is all about the houses. Why astrology is, if you want to understand astrology and work with astrology, the houses are the thing that you need to know. The houses come from the 12 signs. Though there's some controversy about how that happened, it turns out that everything begins with the 12 signs and the stories told by the 12 signs of the zodiac. Now, one thing to understand about the signs of the zodiac is that, let's say, for example, you are a Scorpio, you are not just influenced by Scorpio. You are influenced by all 12 signs of the zodiac. And one of the main differences in the way that I do sun sign, so-called sun sign astrology, writing horoscopes, doing these readings for multiple people on the same reading, is I am able to work with the entire wheel and integrate the entire wheel into your reading. Not just your sign, the entire wheel. And the way we navigate around the wheel is to work with a kind of a abstraction on the signs, which is called the houses. Now, I'm wondering how I'm going to explain this in a way that is simple. But let's just say that, first of all, there is an overlay. The signs and the houses are overlaid no matter what type of house system you're using. For example, if I'm reading for Scorpio, Scorpio will be the first house. If I'm reading for Sagittarius, Sagittarius will be the first house. If I'm reading for Scorpio and Scorpio is the first house, then Sagittarius is the second house in the Scorpio reading. So it's a kind of a relative pitch kind of a thing, where the place where we start to tell the story of your astrology is, by definition, the first house. If you're a Pisces, then Pisces is the first house. This is similar to rising signs, because you're aware you might have your sun in Aries, but you might be Virgo rising. And even though your sun's in Aries, when someone is looking at your natal chart, the chart begins with the sign Virgo, and that's the reason why the rising sign is so important. In the astrology that I'm doing here, I don't have your birth chart. I don't have your time of birth, and so I'm using an older, very elegant, the oldest system of astrology, which has got two main parts. One is that it's whole sign houses. Each sign is a house, and the house is relative to the beginning point. So if, for example, we are talking about your sun, those are called solar whole sign houses. So for example, if we are starting with, let's say, for example, starting with Libra, your first house will be all of Libra. Your second house will be all of Scorpio. Your third house will be all of Sagittarius, in order until we come back around to your sign. When we're reading for the sun sign, did I say that? Okay, when we're reading for the ascendant, it is the same thing. So this is one reason why in the explanations of houses, I remove the statement, your first house, or if we're talking about the sun, your first solar house. Ultimately, it's the same thing. House is a house. And when we're talking about the third house, whether that's the third house from your sun or the third house from your ascendant, it's still the third house. It still has all the themes of the third house. And I treat the sun sign and the rising sign co-equally. But that's why I recommend that you listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign. The question that most people have is, okay, how does this actually influence my solar chart? How does this influence my natal chart? If, for example, I have Virgo rising, but my second house also comes through Virgo, then what? Set that aside for a while, for the purpose of these readings. For these readings, all houses are whole sign, whether we're talking about houses from the ascendant or we're talking about houses from the sun, the solar houses. The beauty of house systems is they can all work in parallel. There is no right way to read astrology except for the way that gives you the information that you need, or the best way for the situation that you are in. So the house system I use has two main purposes. First of all, it's designed to work without a natal chart. There's many ways to get the same information in astrology, many different ways. I am reading, for the most part, transits. You can read the natal chart as well. That gives you a lot of information, but I don't have that, so I'm working with what I have. But there is basically an infinite number of ways to get into the matrix. And since astrology is holographic, anywhere you are actively reading, you are reading all of astrology. I'll give you an example from counseling work. Sometimes people come in with, you know, complicated questions that need to be worked out. There might be many people involved, and naturally, most astrologers will gravitate toward the natal chart, the progress chart, and the transits. What I have found is that the chart of the first conversation with the client can give me as much information as all of those highly detailed, specialized, exact, precise charts. So that's called horary astrology. And horary is brilliantly able to bypass all of the familiar methods of astrology, in particular natal astrology, and map out a situation quite elegantly that can be read and where I can actually provide feedback to the client. What I'm doing with this kind of reading is halfway in between natal transit astrology and horary astrology, because I am using charts that are somewhat arbitrary. The chart for the sun entering the sign that I'm reading, that's mainly, and when the new moon is there, I just tune it up to, if the new moon is on the day the sun enters the new sign, I use the chart for the new moon. And I read that chart in a sense like a horary chart. Only I know that we do have some information about the way in which your chart is oriented. For example, if you're a Taurus, I'm reading that chart to fit a basic description of the scheme, the total scheme of the sign Taurus. Taurus plus the 11 other signs plus the way that orients and gives us houses. Now, I do not know if I have made you more confused here or less confused, but I am going to include a link to my presentation that I always include with the annual call. It's all about the houses, and if you are curious, then that's the place to look and to, you know, start to get a little bit of bearing on what this thing is known as a house and how it relates to a sign. But the simplest way to put it is think of them as an overlay, and think of the first house, the most important house, as being the place you start reading the chart for whatever purpose and whatever sign may be involved. For example, if you're an Aquarius, we start the chart in the first house with Aquarius, and then the story unfolds from there, with the second house being Pisces, and the third being Aries, and the fourth being Taurus, all the way back around to Aquarius. So in that sense, it's pretty similar. I guess the best way to talk about houses is to just focus on the importance of the first house, which is where you start reading, for whatever purpose you start reading. Libra rising, Libra's your first house. That's what we're talking about. And the beauty of this is that it works, and it works to provide categorization of experience, which I haven't mentioned in this 9 minutes that I've been talking here. The purpose of the houses inherently is to tell us where to look for the particular story that we're interested in. Let's say, for example, we are interested in career matters associated with Aquarius. Well, career matters generally are a 10th house function. So we start with Aquarius and we count 10 signs around and we wind up on Taurus. And so when I'm making comments about career matters for Aquarius, I am reading the 10th house and transits to the 10th house and things that happen to the ruler of the 10th house, which is Venus. And for Aquarius, by the way, there's lots of conjunctions with Mars. There is collaboration in your career. three Venus-Mars conjunctions, that tells a story for career in the form of Aquarius, right? But those Venus-Mars conjunctions tell different stories for different signs. For example, if we start with Taurus, first house, relationship house is Scorpio, the seventh house. Ah, well, three Venus-Mars conjunctions read in the context of Taurus means a series of meetings or encounters with Mars, the ruler of the opposite sign, and a journey in a relationship implied. So this is a way to use the houses to kind of refresh the system and then orient on the particular topic, that sign or rising sign, and the subtopic, travel, ninth house. And when I'm looking at, for example, Sagittarius, and I want to tell the story of travel for Sagittarius, we look to the ninth sign from Sag, that's Leo, ninth whole sign house, and then there is information to be found there. It's kind of crazy that this works and that that we're able to actually come up with useful information using this scheme, but it does work. It's kind of, I'm amazed by it. I don't really understand how it works, but I think it's a magnificently elegant and pretty organic system, considering that it's a system of abstract thought used to explain events in one's private life, in one's physical life, in the life of one's community. And yet, I might have no contact with you. I might have no ability to really know who you are and what you're doing. And it is worth considering the conducting medium of this miracle. What exactly is it? I really don't know what it is. I think of it as being something like the kind of living body of the cosmos, right? That's cosmophilia, that there is an inherent harmony and consistency and a sort of a continuity that can be described. And that is what I am doing. And the 12 signs and the corresponding overlaid 12 houses provide a framework for a story that I tell you. So if you're curious about what any one of the houses is, say I make a reference to a house, there will be a resource for where to look that up. And just, you know, if you see me mention the third house and I don't explain it thoroughly enough, look on that reference and see what the third house is about, and it will be it'll be fairly easy. I will make this audio available, plain and simple, even though I'm not sure I've helped matters much here. And then I will also make the best written interpretation of the houses that I have available, and then I will link to the full resource of It's All About the Houses. Save your questions or formulate your questions well enough to answer them yourself. I'll have time to take some email at dreams@planetwaves.net. And then, as mentioned, there will be the conference call in a couple of weeks where you can bring your questions about your interpretation to me. You will see that I have provided two charts with each of the readings. The sketch chart is the one that actually begins with your sign or rising sign on the left horizontal line. So that is the one that is the actual chart that I use to do the reading for that sign, in particular the recorded reading. By the time I did the written readings, I did not need to refer to charts almost at all, minimally, because by that point I have done the astrology so many times that kind of talking to me, I don't really need to ask much. Okay, I will leave you with that, and I'm going to mix down these recordings, the last official projects of Cosmophilia. You belong here. There are 24 additional recordings, two per sign, 55,000 words of text. It has been quite a journey. It always is. Every one of these annual editions has a whole different mood and and reality. I must say that this is the annual edition where I was able to really pretty much keep the pace of my life more or less on keel. I don't think a single day went by when I didn't play guitar for at least half an hour, sometimes much longer. And we have been able to keep Planet Waves going pretty consistently. I neglected to write a blog last night. Maybe I will do that. And so I've pretty much kept a straightforward course through the water for this annual edition. And I'm eager to get these readings into your hands and into your mind and get your feedback and your response. I've got lots of these types of readings planned for 2015, including a whole new kind of a thing that deals with planetary transits. For example, an audio and written package all about current Saturn transits. And by current, I mean Saturn transits for anyone with Saturn in Sagittarius or any other mutable sign. A reading that will have lasting power for a few years, though I will say that any one of the Planet Waves annuals, all of which have had their passwords removed so you can go splunking back through the years, they are all designed to be built to last, and even going back 5 years ago, I was still looking at the basic patterns that would be developing over the next 5 to 10 years, as I have done in Cosmophilia. You belong here. You do. Signing off for the 2015 annual edition of Planet Waves, my name's Eric Francis. Thanks for being part of our island in space. I love you, and I'll catch you over somewhere else on this project. Bye for now.